On March 1st, 2013, Office Number 3 of the Human Rights Unit of the Prosecutor's General Office issued a 120-page decision ordering the preventive arrest of 7 high-ranking officials of the recently dissolved Department of Administrative Security, or DAS. This measure was adopted within the case brought forward against the DAS and other state officials by the journalist Claudia Julieta Duque Orego, Radio Nisco's correspondent and representative of Equipo Nisco in Colombia. The defendants faced charges of aggravated psychological torture and intimidation inflicted on Claudia Julieta. This security measure was imposed against the following defendants: José Miguel Narváez Martínez, originally linked to the Special Group for Strategic Intelligence Analysis, known as G3, formerly advisor and deputy director of the DAS. Giancarlo Acque de Silvestri, formerly intelligence director and general secretary. Carlos Alberto Arzayus Guerrero, formerly deputy director of operations, intelligence director, and head of internal control. Enrique Ariza Rivas, also formerly intelligence director of the DAS. Rodolfo Medina Alemán, who was the director in the area of counterintelligence. Hugo Dani Ortiz Garcia, formerly regional director in Risaralda and deputy director of operations. Jorge Armando Rubiano, formerly deputy director of technological development. These officials are also connected to the unfortunately named DAS phone tapping scandal proceedings currently in the 6th Criminal Court of the Specialized Circuit. Hugo D. Ortiz, Jorge Rubiano, Rodolfo Medina, and Enrique Ariza were convicted on November 30, 2012, although the latter two remain fugitives from justice. Giancarlo Acque and Carlos Arzayuz are awaiting judgment, and the case against José Miguel Narváez is still in the trial phase. The prosecutor has correctly concluded that the facts and the purpose of the investigation in the present case, as well as the criminal characterization of the same, are different from those investigated by the Prosecutor's Office No. 11 before the Supreme Court and from those now before the 6th Criminal Court. For this reason, there is no violation of the principle of non bis in idem. In addition, José Miguel Narváez is also facing trial for the homicide of the journalist and comedian Jaime Garzón, who was assassinated in Bogotá in 1999. Due to her investigation into the death of Jaime Garzón, Claudia Julieta Duque was designated as a target and was the victim of serious DAS counterintelligence operations, a subject that Equipo Nisco has been making public in our various communiques since 2004. It is noteworthy that the legal strategy in the present case is unique in its application of international criminal law and of parameters for determining individual criminal responsibility based on principles such as command or superior responsibility. Indeed, the prosecutor's decision for the first time involves an analysis of the principle of responsibility of the hierarchical superior applied to the DAS organic structure. An evaluation of the legal situation of the accused subject to the current security measure of preventive detention requires an objective assessment of the evidence against them by the prosecutor's office. In its decision, the prosecutor's office systematizes, evaluates, and validates the existing evidence, which demonstrates that at least since 2003, the DAS, an intelligence agency run directly by the Presidency of the Republic, carried out criminal acts designed to neutralize the human rights community in Colombia, as well as judges, reporters, trade unionists, etc. Furthermore, the prosecutor's office concluded that Claudia Julieta was a priority target. These facts, provisionally characterized by the prosecutor's office as the crime of aggravated mental torture, were carried out in the context of a systematic persecution of Claudia Julieta. In its decision, the prosecutor's office recognized that the indiscriminate acts against the journalist Duque involved following, surveillance, interception of electronic mails, threats, harassment, and other illegal acts, and characterized these as the crime of mental torture pursuant to international law, as part of the systematic persecution which took place. This is probably one of the few criminal proceedings in which psychological torture has been treated as a criminal offence. As Equipo Nisco set out in its communique of the 22nd of October 2009, for a clearer understanding of what we are saying, the following is the definition provided in the US manual designed specifically for these types of operations. The US Army Counterinsurgency Handbook, 2007 edition, by the US Department of Defense, Lieutenant General David Howell Petraeus, currently head of the U.S. Central Command and formerly in command of the multinational task force deployed in Iraq, was responsible for the revision of the handbook. According to this handbook, counterintelligence, according to the joint definition, means information gathered and activities conducted to protect against espionage or other intelligence activities, sabotage, or assassinations conducted by or on behalf of foreign governments or elements thereof, foreign organizations or foreign persons, or international terrorist activities. According to the Army definition, counterintelligence counters or neutralizes intelligence collection efforts through collection, counterintelligence investigations, operations, analysis and production, and functional and technical services. Counterintelligence includes all actions taken to detect, identify, exploit, and neutralize the multi-disciple intelligence activities of friends, competitors, opponents, adversaries, and enemies. In its turn, the joint definition of information operations considered these as the integrated employment of the core capabilities of electronic warfare, computer network operations, psychological operations, military deception, and operation security, in concert with specified supporting and related capabilities to influence, disrupt, corrupt, or usurp adversarial human and automated decision-making while protecting our own. According to the Army's definition, information operations consists of the employment of the core capabilities of electronic warfare, computer network operations, psychological operations, military deception, and operation security, in concert with specified supporting and related capabilities to affect and defend information and information systems and to influence decision-making. As an organization which specializes in the application of international criminal law, Equipo Nisco intends to use all its efforts to ensure that those responsible for these acts in Colombia are brought to trial and their liability for these acts is ascertained in accordance with the standards existing under international humanitarian law and international criminal law, which are of obligatory application by the Colombian justice system. These methods are incompatible with the development of civil liberties in any society, and due to the technical advances and to the development of systems of sociological simulation, they allow for the socio-political control of society, Colombian society in this case, leaving its citizens in a situation of defenselessness against the widespread use of such techniques. Similarly, in our analysis of 18th of June 2009 entitled The Use of Counterintelligence as a Method of Persecution to Achieve Social and Political Control, we stated that the counterintelligence operations form part of what is considered offensive intelligence, and their aim is to eliminate objectives using all kinds of human, technical, and military support. As these cases have established, they entail the reconstruction of the entire social and family network of the victims of persecution. There is no doubt that the consequence of this type of clandestine and illegal operation is the manipulation of the facts, the alteration of social systems, and the destruction of those organizations which are considered targets. Given the period of time they have persisted, more than 10 years, they affect the families and children of the victims and compel the organizations involved to take courses of action which they would not otherwise do if they were free from DAS counterintelligence harassment. Nor is there any doubt that this persecution included interception of all communications, fixed telephone lines, mobiles, faxes, microphones in offices, electronic mails, computer access, robbery of digital documents, and the installation of microphones in the private homes of those persecuted, as well as permanent surveillance of the victims of such operations and their families and friends. As an international human rights organization, we consider this development in the case of Claudia Giulietta as an important advance towards justice in the DAS case after years of impunity. However, above all, it is a boundary imposed by the judiciary on the criminal side and the acting in violation of civil liberties, typical of the design and execution of these kinds of counterintelligence operations, in respect to which it is so difficult to gather evidence. The DAS case is an exception in Latin America. Nevertheless, the decision of the prosecutor's office does not refer to other members of the joint criminal enterprise functioning in the DAS led by the former president, Álvaro Uribe, and we therefore hope that the investigation and identification of those responsible, either at the interior of DAS or within other state bodies, will continue and that they will be carried out using criminal classifications which are in accordance with international criminal law. We are conscious of the gravity of this case, and we therefore hold the state of Colombia responsible in the event of any threat to or deterioration in the security of Claudia Giulietta, her family, or her lawyer, Victor Javier Velasquez Gil. It was only a year ago that our correspondent and her daughter received further threats, and in September 2011, she was informed of a plan to kill her. For this reason, we demand guarantees that Claudia Giulietta will be allowed to continue her work as a journalist in Colombia and her struggle against impunity. You have listened to a communique released by Equipo Nisco on March 13, 2013. For further information on the situation of human rights in Colombia, and particularly on the situation of journalists and freedom of opinion, you can visit Equipo Nisco's specialized webpage. This program has been produced by Radio Nisco at our studios in Belgium on July 4th, 2013.